Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Pastor touchdown, Buffalo.
And it's Steve Tasker who has been all over the field.
Kind of unique. He was kind of a dual role player for you.
Steve.
A balloon.
Steve. A blimp. We're not even in the stratosphere of normalcy.
That music can only mean one thing. It is time in hour number two of the program for the lowdown with our resident in waiting, one Lorenzo Alexander, to break this game down for us coming up on Monday at 5 o'clock. Lorenzo, how you doing, man? Did you have a good week?
Yeah, I'm doing real well. Went up to the Grand Canyon last weekend.
Oh, nice.
And, kids playing flag football, so just really enjoying life and enjoying my time off and extra time that I have on my hands right now.
Can you imagine? It's kind of – you get. I'm glad you're enjoying it, but do you ever sit back and you think, man – how you got to be happy that you're not in the midst of this pandemic trying to play pro football. I mean, you picked the exact right time to pull the
right
ripcord, right?
Yeah. I had great time, and God spoke to me at the right time to get out of the game. It's just so much extra stress added on to this season because of the uncertainty, the adversity, the fluidity guys have to have in order to be able to still compete at a high level with, you know, all the protocols and shifting of schedules, cancellation of games. You just never know what to expect week to week. So it's definitely a blessing in a lot of ways not to have to deal with that. And, you know, then on top of it, my kids love football. They love coming to the facility. And this year they wouldn't be been able to do that. So
right.
It would have been hard for us and my family for a lot of different reasons.
Yeah, and there's another development today with another Patriots player testing positive, according to sources, and they have a second positive that's still going through the process of confirming to make sure it's not a false positive. So the Patriots have canceled practice for today, and it is a player that's the positive, so we're going to have to see where that goes. But this is kind of news of the day that we're probably going to see an awful lot because – around the country, as Steve and I were just discussing, Lorenzo, cases are going up everywhere. It is not decreasing in any state in the country. And obviously that just increases the odds for all these football players and coaches who are trying to do right by their teammates. But the law of averages isn't going to get better with cases on the rise like this. And that makes it hard for them, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, you pretty much would have to just, you know, stay in your home and shelter and place for the most part, go to work and come back. But even then, this is the way this virus works. You just never know what the touch points are, from picking up something to touching something and touching your face, you know, touching your mask and touching your face later. It's just, you have to be so meticulous to minimize it, and that it's really hard. And that's why, you know, you try to have these protocols to maybe be able to prevent the spread throughout teams. Nobody's immune no matter what type of protocols you put in place, because you can't see this. You don't know who's contagious even when they are negative testing, and that makes it even harder, I think, to kind of walk and act a certain way. So you have to assume that everybody has it at all times, which is really impossible to do,
yeah,
especially when you have your wife and your kids at home as well who could easily pass it along to you.
So Zoe, coming off of last week's loss, or Tuesday's loss, heck, it was this week.
Yeah.
The general consensus at least from the fans, was the defense needs some fixing. And Leslie Frazier addressed the media this week, and he said, yeah, I mean, our man coverage, we're struggling. He said, we're even struggling in some of our zones. And Coach McDermott said, we're not getting a pass rush at all with rushing four. But even when they blitz, Zoe, I mean, according to some of these advanced metric sites like Pro Football Focus, the Bills have blitzed 84 times this season. That is the second most in the league. And yet they have the sixth fewest quarterback pressures in the league. I think part of it is chemistry and getting all these new pieces that they acquired in the offseason on the same page together. But I don't know, how closely have you paid attention to that part of the defensive play, and what do you think is ailing them there?
Yeah, I think it comes down to complementary football. And when you think about getting sacks, you depend on your back end just as much as you do your guys rushing. And even this play we're looking at right now, when A.J. Brown gets his touchdown, Jerry Hughes, as well as the interior lineman, are putting pressure, maybe even sacking him. But when a quarterback gets to the top of his drop and plants that foot and is releasing the football, it's hard to get pressure. And then conversely, when the guys do hold up on the back end and make the quarterback pump and hold the ball and maybe move around a little bit, the D-line hasn't been able to win. And so, obviously, it's an ultimate team sport, because even as a defensive lineman, when you win cleanly, it's still hard to get a sack if a guy is throwing the ball on time. And so that's why, even when we was in that room, it was always about a collective effort, you know, D-linemen, linebackers, and the back end doing their job. And this year so far, they haven't been able to get into a rhythm where everything is hitting on all cylinders. It's been one or the other kind of doing their job, and they haven't been able to take advantage of some of the opportunities that they've been given. And so these guys have to get it corrected. They got the leadership to get it corrected. And obviously Josh Allen and the offense has allowed them some room for error. But these are some things that you got to start getting right now, because before we know it, we're going to be in the nitty-gritty part of the season and playing for playoff spots, seeding, you know, home field advantage, all those type of things. So they have time, but they don't have that much time. And so hopefully this week they'll come out against the Chiefs, which is a tall task, and be able to go out there and execute.
When under Sean McDermott, like young players, even veteran players, this team seems to get better throughout the year, particularly individual players. All the rookies seem their player development program here in Buffalo seems top notch. Yeah. They get the most out of whoever's under the roof. So tell me what you would, if you're looking at this defense and they think they're getting better week to week, where are some of the things you would see? Okay, we're starting to see this is a little better, this is a little better, this is a little better. Maybe, you know, it doesn't show up to fans or whatever, but the defense feels it. And you feel more confident, and you're starting to play better. Where's the first things you look for when that starts to happen?
Well, I really like the way they played the run last week. I mean, you think about Derrick Henry and what they were able to hold him in the running game at 3.1 yards per average when a guy is, you know, probably one of the top-tier linebackers. Yes, our running backs. Obviously, they let Tannehill get out, and so that probably threw the average way out the roof. But that's something dealing with just pass rush lanes and understanding where he's at. But really love the crack for plays, fitting in gaps, linebackers playing downhill. Cam Lewis, I thought, did an excellent job playing as a young guy, stepping in and making some plays, obviously in the absence of Trey. I really thought the linebackers were playing more physical. Obviously, Tremaine has had some injuries that's hampered him. But when we watched that Tennessee Titans game, really liked how physical he was, running to the ball, getting the guys. And so that's something that I did see improvement in, especially, you know, some of those earlier games where they may have given up some big plays in the run game. When we talk about the running backs, I thought they did an excellent job of corralling those guys and getting those guys down the ground.
So, you know, we talked to the players after that game. They just want to flush that thing, and you can understand why. So looking ahead to the Chiefs here, Zoe, the big talk has been about how both the Titans – and the Raiders chose not to blitz these quarterbacks as much and drop more people into coverage and force them to kind of nickel and dime their way down the field and not give up anything cheap or deep. And for the Raiders, it worked. They got a win. They held them scoreless. The Chiefs scored 8 points in the second half, and they lost the game, and then which is almost unheard of. And then we know how the Titans did. Now, granted, they were helped by some early turnovers to get up on the scoreboard, but they held the Bills offense down, even though they gave up some yardage. So Is this a blueprint as to how to defend these two quarterbacks? And might the Chiefs defense and the Bills defense take a page out of that book this week?
Possibly. But, you know, I'm never going to take, you know, that small of a sample size and say that's the end-all, be-all. One thing I know about both these quarterbacks and these offensive coordinators, that they are very innovative. And so, yeah, you may have stopped this. You did something a little bit different out of the norm. But we're going to make some adjustments, go back and see where we could have maybe made different throws, maybe throw down a check down, and, hey, maybe I got to kill you by 1,000 cuts before I can take that shot because you're taking that away. Which is fine, because if you look at some of these playmakers that both these offensives have, you check it down to a Singletary or even a Cole Beasley. Obviously, they have Cheetah and Kelce and some of their guys as well. These guys can make people miss and turn a 5-yard gain into maybe a 12 or 13-yard gain as well. And so you may have to win a little bit different, because I think both of these offenses have really have leaned on the deep ball, big explosion plays. And so maybe just taking a check down, getting up the field, and then at some point, somebody on defense, on the opposing defense, may or may not be disciplined and maybe come up, and then that's when you find your shots down the field. And so you have to be comfortable with just that death by 1,000 cuts, as we've seen some other quarterbacks do. And then when somebody becomes undisciplined, that's when you hit them. And so maybe instead of having, you know, 6 explosion plays, you may have 3, but you're constantly moving the ball and you're taking what the defense gives you.
Give us some insight as to what you think Leslie Frazier's message is to his defense this week, after, you know, the first month of the season, now facing the world champions. What's Leslie Frazier saying to that defense in their meetings?
You know, with Frazier and even with Sean, I mean, it's always about getting back to the basics and are we performing and are we living up to our core values? And, you know, far as defensive linemen being disruptive, linebackers playing downhill, DBs breaking on the ball, and are we doing that consistently throughout the game? Are we meeting our metrics of taking the ball away? Because that was another big thing in that game, obviously, losing a turnover battle. All those little things that we focus on the defense, he wants to make sure guys are getting back to. Flush that game. It was one game. Now let's get back to us and let's continue to build to who we want to be. And so those are the things I know he's focusing on, because obviously the team is so process driven. If you ever feel like you have to move away from that or shift it drastically, your whole program is flawed, which we all know is not. So they always revisit the process and the fundamentals, especially when you go out there and don't play as well as you should. And I think last week was indicative of your process was changed and shifted because, you know, moving from Sunday to Tuesday, we didn't know if we're going to even play the game. Did we have to get ready for the Chiefs? And so this week, I think just getting back to your regular routine, getting back to those specific things that you work day in and day out will go a long way in helping both the offense and defense, as well as the special teams, come out and play like we've seen this team do, especially in the first 4 of 5 games.
All right, time now for lowdown number one, Lorenzo. So what do you have here for number one for this Bills-Chiefs matchup?
For me, I think it's, you know, we have to continue to get after the football, take the football away. Obviously, playing Patrick Mahomes, if we can figure out ways to win that turnover battle, it's going to be huge. That's something that we've seen when the Chiefs have lost. As well as last week with the Bills. When you have these high-powered offenses, if you can take the ball away and minimize points, it's going to be significant in this game. And every time they've won a turnover battle this year so far, I believe they've won the game as well.
And what about what else? Lowdown number two after
turnovers.
Number two,
going right back to the defense, when teams find themselves in the red zone, whether it's a short field or they work their way down there, they have to make the Kansas City Chiefs kick field goals. You can't allow this game to get out of hand and them score, you know, touchdowns every time they get down there. You have to limit them to field goals, which will be key. And then obviously adversity to that, when Josh and the offense gets down there, scoring touchdowns. So win that battle as well down there in the red zone.
Right. And Buffalo's been very good. I mean, the last few weeks, they're 12 of their last 13. Touchdowns on 12 touchdowns on 13 red zone drives, 71.4% right now success rate for the season. So 15-21 overall. That's even better. I take that back. It's not better than the Chiefs. The Chiefs are 13-18. So Chiefs a little bit better there. So yeah, somebody gets a stop there. could be the difference in the game. All right, lowdown number three.
And the last thing I think Sean has kind of talked about this the whole time is not beat yourself with the penalties, the offsides, the late hits, the false starts. Those things are going to obviously set you back. And I think to that point, that allows you to start fast. So you don't have like a great drive going and then you have a false start. Now instead of second and five, you have second and 10. Or, you know, third and three, now it's third and eight. So especially early in the game, you want to make sure you come out, have great sound football. Don't put yourself in a bad position by especially pre-snap penalties, you know, jumping off sides and false starts. I think it will really help this team get off to a great start, put the pressure on the Chiefs, and find a way to win.
Yeah, that focus was an issue last week. It was surprising. Like, you don't usually see that from a Sean McDermott coach team. And, you know, I tend to agree with you, and I know Steve does too, that – you know, the whole process was disrupted by the on-again, off-again nature of that game, when the Chiefs game was going to be played. I mean, this team had to cancel practice last Friday so the coaches could put a game plan together for the Chiefs game because they didn't know when they were playing them. I mean, so
you
look at the lack of focus in that game, and you can certainly point to reasons why. Not that they were excusing themselves, but, man, there was a stretch there, Zoe, where they had three false starts in six snaps, and it was three different guys. I was like, I have never seen this before from this team under McDermott. It was it was eye-opening how much it threw them off with all of these changes with the schedule.
I think another thing, too, that was on offense. Also on offense, you had four different guys in the first half drop a pass that they don't drop.
Yeah.
That's another
sign. And I was going to say that, too. That was huge as far as the start and the rhythm of the game, especially for Josh. When they don't get off to a good start, those are balls that are actually were caught, you know, in prior games. And so they catch some of them balls, obviously one of the interceptions, a couple on third down where they're right there. I mean, you get a momentum, you score a couple of touchdowns, that game is totally different. And so that all goes to not beating yourself and executing.
All right, Lorenzo, we appreciate the time as always. Thanks for breaking this one down for us. Enjoy that game on Monday night. Hopefully it's got a good outcome.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.